USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Price of gas is soaring. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. Nowhere is it more expensive than California, where drivers are paying $5.98 a gallon on average. As far as why he believes prices are so high, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
He thinks he can run the greatest economy, the most powerful economy in all of human history without fossil fuels. And that's one of the main reasons why the prices at the pump are so high.
A new NBC News survey finding just 39% of people surveyed approve of President Biden's job performance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill and kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
At least one person is dead and five others are hurt after a church shooting in Southern California. The Orange County Sheriff's Department saying a lone gunman opened fire at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Hills. Police say the suspect is in custody. A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy, Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing groups gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans are having trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, appearing on Fox News, says the factory should be open by now.
It's been months, and so we are wondering, why has it taken the FDA so long to investigate and get this manufacturing plant back online?
The White House, without proof, says the situation will improve dramatically in just a few weeks as it tries to increase imports and drive up production around the country. One country is seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that looks like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has been seeing an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period, adding that the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that's already been reported because symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.